kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Lumabas sa isang bagong ulat ng Human Rights Watch na ginamit ang mga personal na larawan ng mga bata sa Australia upang matrain ng ilang artificial intelligence tools nang walang consent o walang paalam sa mga bata at pamilya nito. Napag-alaman sa pag-analisa ng Human Rights Watch na naglalaman ng mga link sa mga larawan ng mga makikilalang bata ang isang dataset para sa pag-train ng malalakas na AI tools na ginawa upang mag-scrape o kumuha ng mga datos sa internet. Sinabi sa SBS ni Ye Jung Han na isang children's rights and technology researcher ng Human Rights Watch na ilan sa mga larawan ay mga mukha ng masasayang araw ng mga pamilya.
They were not intended for anyone other than family and friends to see. I mean, one of the photos that I'm thinking about is it's the first seconds of a child being born. You know, the doctor's holding the baby in their hands, and the child is covered, the baby is covered in amniotic fluid, still connected to its mother. You know, this is not a photo that a family member took in order for it to be scraped into an AI tool to then be weaponized against other kids into creating sexual deepfakes. Not at all.
Nitong unang bahagi ng taon, naging biktima ang aabot sa 50 babae mula sa isang high school sa Melbourne ng pagbuo ng sexually explicit deepfakes gamit ang AI image tools. Inilunsad kamakailan ni Attorney General Mark Dreyfus ang reforma sa parlamento na nagbabawal na sa non-consensual creation o pagbuo ng walang pahintulot ng sexually explicit deepfakes ng mga adult.
Digitally created and altered sexually explicit material that's shared without consent is a damaging and deeply distressing form of abuse. This insidious behaviour is degrading, humiliating and dehumanising for victims. Such acts are overwhelmingly targeted at women and girls and perpetuate harmful gender stereotypes and gender-based violence. This bill delivers on a commitment made by the Albanese government following the National Cabinet held in May to address gender-based violence.
Bagaman sa nasabing reforma, ang magagamit ng mga larawan ng mga bata ay patuloy na sasailalim naman sa child abuse material sa criminal code.
The new offences will apply to sexual material depicting adults, with child abuse material continuing to be dealt with comprehensively in a separate division of the criminal code, which includes detailed offences and heavy penalties.
Sinabi ni Ye Jung Han na hindi pa din napoprotektahan sa maling paggamit ng mga personal na data ang mga bata.
You know, actually children and families absolutely have the right to post joyful moments of their lives online. And at the same time, they absolutely have the right to expect that their personal images will be protected by law, by the government, against any kind of misuse. So it's actually not fair to expect children and parents to have to try and protect themselves against a technology that's fundamentally impossible to protect against. It's actually the responsibility of the government to finally pass a comprehensive child data privacy law, which on paper they said they would do soon in August. That would really protect children's data privacy.
Ayon pa sa Human Rights Watch, kaakibat ng mga larawan ay kasama ang buong pangalan ng mga bata at edad nito. Ang ilan pa ay kabilang ang pangalan ng eskwelahan o preschool kung saan ito pumapasok. Lumabas din sa ulat na karamihan sa mga larawan na ito ay hindi available kahit saan sa internet. Ibig sabihin, ito ay maaaring nakuha sa private sites gaya ng personal blog, in-upload ng school photographer at iba pang private photo sharing sites. Sinabi ni Simon Lucy, director ng Australian Institute for Machine Learning sa University of Adelaide, na nakokolekta ng malaking bilang na dato sa mga web scraping tools at mahirap na itong i-monitor.
It's unfortunate, but it's a nature of sometimes how some of these models are built, in the sense that they use these things called web crawlers that essentially sort of like go through the internet and collect images and text. And the reality of modern AI is the more data that you get, the better the results. So we're in this sort of weird scenario where, say, 10 years ago, it would have been much easier to go and sort of go and check a data set because of the smaller scale. But with these data sets, it's sort of extraordinarily big.
Isa pang pangamba sa ulat ng Human Rights Watch ang paggamit ng mga larawan ng mga batang First Nations sa Australia. Ayon kay Ye Jung Han, ang mga larawan na ito ay na-scrape o nakuha sa mga bahagi ng internet na hindi available sa lahat at malaki ang posibleng epekto nito sa komunidad ng First Nations.
Some of these photos come from schools' websites where schools wanted to share with parents and kids, you know, images they'd taken at school events. And they posted these images of kids on parts of the website that's not really publicly accessible. And yet, you know, this data set, this AI data set was scraping from that. And the same thing has been happening, whether it's on YouTube or Flickr or other video and photo sharing sites as well. And the other thing that is really astonishing to me is that this is the first time that anyone's reported that images of First Nations people, much less First Nations children, are scraped into these data sets. And that, of course, causes particular harms for First Nations children.
Sinabi pa ng Human Rights Watch na kapag na-scrape na ang datos, kahit na binuno na ito sa original na kolektor mula sa dataset, mananatili ito sa AI model dahil kasama na ito sa kanyang training at information. Mas nakakabahala pa ang potensyal na paggamit ng AI ito sa pagbuo at pagmanipula ng mga sexually explicit imagery ng mga bata. Dagdag ni Simon Lucy na kahit pasabihin ng mga kumpanya na protektado ang mga datos, sa bilis anya ng pagpapalawak ng AI space, mabilis din ang mga data leak at maling paggamit dito.
Been some recent studies too around how these new AI models can potentially leak data. I think a lot of people in AI sort of have stood behind this wall thinking that, all right, well, we're essentially just getting statistics. We're just averaging things. And so there's no way for individual images to leak out. And there's been some very interesting research showing that in some instances that can happen. And I think the confluence of these two things together have got people worried.
Paliwanag pa ni Simon Lucy na karaniwang lumalala ang issue dahil sa mabagal na mga batas kaugnay sa mga bagong teknolohiya.
We actually have to be driving forward the innovation piece on this. We actually have to actively be investing in AI, responsible AI research. How can we make sure that AI has been used in a responsible way? Because part of this is actually, we can't just turn it off. We want to make sure that we are actually ingesting data and using data in a way that makes sure that people's privacy is preserved, but also we're getting the benefit. AI is doing some wonderful things at the moment, finding new drug therapies, new ways of building catalysts and batteries to battle climate change. And so our society and the world would actually be poorer if we were just to pause all this. But it has to be a balanced approach between legislation and innovation.
Tinitingin ng gobyerno mga pagbabago sa Privacy Act para sa mas protektahan ng mga bata. Sa gitna ng mga pangamba mula sa nasabing ulat, tiwala naman si Ye Jung Han na maipapasa ang mga bagong batas para masiguro ang kaligtasan ng mga bata.
I think it is promising that, yes, usually laws take a long time to be adopted and to be enforced, but this is the one instance in which the government has promised that next month they would announce a child data privacy law. And I think everyone has to hold the government accountable to actually doing so in a way that would actually really respect children's rights.
Ang ulat na ito binuo ni Sydney Lang para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika at isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod, TJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.